Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time once again on NFL Sunday. Who's in? Who's out?
Impact betting and fantasy for basically every single player.
Actives, inactives on You Better You Bet, countdown to kickoff.
Browns holding a 17-14 lead over the Vikings in London. Jordan Mason shaken up on a second down run after Carson Wentz sacked on first down, so we don't know the severity of Jordan Mason's injury, if he's going to be able to stay in the game. He is down as of now. We're in commercial break. 2:06 left to go in the third quarter. Browns holding a 17-14 lead. When they come out of commercial, it'll be 3rd and 17 for the Vikings on their own 19-yard line. Okay. Actives and inactives. Sammy, if anything's happening in the market, just feel free to break in and cut me off. Raiders and the Colts. As expected, Brock Bowers is out for the Raiders, as we told you in the last segment. Bowers is out. Get him out of your fantasy lineups. Colton Miller is on IR for the Raiders, in case you missed that this week. He's their left tackle and their best offensive lineman, which is not saying much. They're all bad. But the best one is now hurt. Maybe one of the reasons why some people like the Colts. I bet the Raiders, but I don't know how good I feel about it. Alec Pierce is out for Indianapolis. He missed last week as well. Last week, A.D. Mitchell started for the Colts, caught a 75-yard touchdown until he fumbled the ball at the goal line going in. Reports overnight said that Mitchell will be active, and he is active, but we don't know how much he's playing in the game. He may be benched for Ashton Doolin, which would make Doolin an interesting bet in anytime touchdown markets if we get word at some point in between now and kickoff that Doolin is starting on the outside. And we'll play the majority of the snaps. So keep an eye out for that. Kenny Moore, Indianapolis' slot corner, is out. You may remember last week we loved Puka Nacua over receiving yards in the Rams-Colts game because no one could cover Puka Nacua. The Raiders don't have, like, poor man's Puka Nacua. It's more like hobo under a bridge Puka Nacua with Jacoby Myers. But Myers good enough to wreck this Colts defense, especially with Bowers out. That's my favorite prop of the day. Prop King next hour, Jacoby Myers over receiving yards. Giants and the Saints. Dexter Lawrence and Tyler Newbin are both in for the Giants, the defensive tackle and safety. Both were questionable. Juwan Johnson is active for the Saints, which means for the first time this year, New Orleans will have all three tight ends active as Carson Wentz is sacked on third down and by Myles Garrett, and the Vikings will have to punt. Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, and Taysom Hill all active today for the Saints. Keep that in mind with anytime touchdown wagers. Cowboys and the Jets. Paula Cole sang in the early 90s, "Where have all the Cowboys gone?" The answer, the injury list. 4 of their 5 offensive linemen are out. All 3 Tylers, Morales may be starting for them today. Guyton, Booker, Smith, all out for Dallas, and Cooper Beebe. They will have one starter on the offensive line today. Sammy, what's happening in that game?
The Jets are favored at one sports book in Vegas. I see a lot of picks now, and one book has a -1. When we started this show, Dallas was a 1.5-point favorite. We are seeing a swarm on the Jets.
I couldn't believe it. And Sam, we had our mutual buddy Rob Pizzola on the show on Thursday, and he said like he couldn't believe that Dallas was still 2.5 with the injury report being what it was. This is worst case scenario for Dallas. Down 4 offensive linemen, CeeDee Lamb and Kevontae Turpin against the Jets. I like the Jets in the game. I feel pretty good about the position right now. The Vikings punted a great punt down at the 1. So Dylan Gabriel and company all backed up basically into their own end zone for their next drive, up 17-14 at the end of the third quarter. One last note for Dallas. Miles Sanders is inactive today. Rookie fifth rounder out of Texas, the speedster Jaden Blue, will be the number 2 behind Javonte Williams. Broncos and Eagles, like nothing to report. We can skip past this game. Dolphins and the Panthers. Storm Duck is out for Miami. He's their number 1 corner. He's basically been out the entire season. This is a great matchup for Teteroa McMillan, Carolina's first-round rookie receiver. Chuba Hubbard is out for the Panthers, as expected, which means we'll hit him with the Rico. Rico Dowdle will be Carolina's number 1 running back, and Trevor Etienne, Travis's brother, that's actually true, not a bit, Trevor Etienne will be the number 2. Texans and the Ravens, we gave you a lot of these updates last segment, but just to confirm, Kyle Hamilton, out. Ronnie Stanley, out. Marlon Humphrey, out. Roquan Smith, out. Nnamdi Matabuke, out. Ardarius Washington, out. Broderick Washington, out, and oh yeah, Lamar Jackson out. Cooper Rush will start for the Baltimore Ravens. Keaton Mitchell is active, and he'll be the number 3 running back behind Derrick Henry and Justice Hill. He is a home run hitter for what it's worth. Sammy, any other movement in this game, Texans and Ravens?
Nope. Sitting about 2 at a couple places, but most sports books, including BetMGM, still Houston, -1.5.
Yeah, I like the Texans, and I can't believe I'm saying that, and you're 100% right. To bet it at this point with like the move complete and is it right is a little nerve-wracking, but I'm not into this Baltimore team right now. I can be wrong. To the afternoon slate and what we think we know about these games coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day 1 for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Titans and the Cardinals. Calvin Ridley is expected to play. That's per all the insider tweets overnight. Now, there is some varied reporting where a couple insiders are saying that Ridley may not play a full complement of snaps and may be on a pitch count. My sense is, if you've got Calvin Ridley in fantasy, you probably don't have a better option. I think you have to start him and like roll the dice and hope it works out. It is a little nerve-wracking. Tajay Spears, who we've been telling you to stash for weeks, he's off IR. He will make his season debut today in the Titans backfield along with Tony Pollard. And for Arizona, good news for them. Their stud rookie corner out of Michigan, who's got like star potential, Will Johnson, is expected to play today, even making the matchup for Calvin Ridley if he plays even worse. Bucks and the Seahawks. Some really important names will miss this game on both sides. For Tampa, Mike Evans out. Bucky Irving out. Rashad White and Sean Tucker will be their running backs. And Jamel Dean, one of their top cornerbacks, is out as well. For Seattle, 3 starting players on defense. Defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, safety Julian Love, and star corner Devin Witherspoon, all out. Seattle, a 3.5-point favorite. Lions and the Bengals, bad piece of injury news for Detroit this morning. Star right tackle Taylor Decker downgraded to doubtful on the injury report. He looks very unlikely to play. DJ Reed, corner, placed on IR this week. Kirby Joseph, safety, is questionable. If you wanted to build a case for Cincy and the passing offense to get going, you could make it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but Detroit dealing with injuries on defense and defensive tackle Aleem McNeil is out. Commanders and the Chargers in Los Angeles. Jaden Daniels is back and starting for Washington. As Quinshon Judkins carries it for 8 yards on 2nd and 9, be 3rd and 1 coming up from the Browns. They get out of the shadow of their own end zone. Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown are out for Washington, so an injured receiving core. For the Chargers, Joe Alt is out, and Mekhi Becton is questionable, so the Chargers could be down 3/5 of their starting offensive line, and certainly missing their 2 best already in Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt. And then Patriots and Bills. Milton Williams is expected to play for the Patriots, and they need him. Absolute monster at defensive tackle thus far this year. Ed Oliver and Matt Milano expected back for the Bills after missing the last 2 games for Buffalo. That helps Sean McDermott and this Bills defense. And those are your actives and inactives for Week 5 NFL Sunday. You better, you bet. Sammy, what do we got?
Our friends at Circa Sports in Vegas just took a massive bet. They have the Texans -2.5, -120.
Wow, so almost a 3. Wow.
That's a big bet because they skipped right through the 2. They were 1.5, and now they're 2.5. They didn't even go to 2. They went right to 2.5.
If it goes to 3, would you come back on Baltimore?
I've already got +2, so I'm already invested. Here we go. Here comes the Avalanche. BetMGM 2.5, Superbook at 2, other offshores climbing slowly. You were wondering when would that push come on Houston after the injury report? The answer is 11:49 a.m. Eastern. Here it comes. 2.5 at multiple sportsbooks now in Vegas. There goes Pinnacle. They're all moving on Houston right now. I'm not even saying I agree with it, but here we go. BetMGM, Green Book, Blue Book, everybody out to 2.5 now.
Would you, do you think that we're going to hit 3?
It's hard to think we hit 3. I don't think so. Could be wrong, but it looks like 2.5 is sort of the last stand. I think they're trying to write some bets on Baltimore, honestly. I think they're just trying to write some Ravens bets because they really haven't written any. For the last, 3-4 days. But to get to 2.5, 70 minutes until kick, I don't think they wanted that, but here they are.
The over looks like it's getting bet as well. Do you see that? We're almost to 41 at MGM at least.
Yeah, 40.5 juice to the over for sure. Understand it, but I'm going to stand on an island here, Nick, and hope that the Ravens can cover too.
We will see. Let's a couple more games for us to hit, Sammy, for it moved. Chargers and the Commanders in Los Angeles. You and I on the same side of this game, on the side of the game.
Yeah, a lot of books kind of hanging at 3. Some have come off the 3 to 2.5. Of course, Chargers are favored. This number opened at 2.5, so really hasn't budged most of the week. We've seen some under money come in, and that makes sense because as you chronicled in the injury report, Herbert... Who's blocking for Herbert? And I have this stat from Nate Tice. Justin Herbert has been pressured in 50 of his last 95 dropbacks. That ain't good. And we know Alt is out. We know Slater's out. We'll find out later about Becton. I understand the move to the under. This could be a very sloppy game in terms of protection on Justin Herbert. I looked at that line, though, on Tuesday and thought, I need to bet the Commanders here. I almost said the word we can't say anymore. I'm just, so used to saying the Washington blanks. I'm never going to be okay with Commanders. I almost said football team, actually, not the other word. But take some 3. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
we can say it.
It's okay. Yes.
Okay. +3, though, does have a place in my account for sure on Washington.
Same. I also have the Commanders +3. I'll take it a step further. I have a bet on the Commanders' money line as well. The Browns had to punt. It is not a good punt, and the Vikings take it into Browns' territory. 14 minutes to play in the game, 17-14 Cleveland. When we pick back up in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, Vikings 1st and 10 from the Browns' 41-yard line. And Will Reichard, their kicker's got a big leg. So, Sammy, they're basically in field goal range already. We'll hold Patriots-Bills for the other side for next hour. But how are you feeling right now about our Browns wager?
I feel good about +3.5. what could possibly go wrong with Carson Wentz down in London? I mean, this is where you want to be in the fourth quarter, Nick.
And he is wearing a harness on his injured left shoulder.
So am I.
I feel like, you listen, we're getting old, man. We could probably use it. All right. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up next. Best bets, underdog moneyline parlay, teasers, a board update, and thy royal prop king coming up next hour, as it appears as if the Vikings have fumbled on first down. The Browns say they have the ball. The Vikings recovered. So Minnesota retains possession, but a loss of yardage. Second and long coming up from the Vikings. We will talk to everyone in a few minutes on the other side. Hour number two, week five NFL Sunday edition of Countdown to Kickoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.